Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Black Girl Abroad with your host, LaQuisha. First and foremost, you heard the song. And just wanted to let you know that today is my 1 month anniversary in Kuwait. Y'all, I have so much to catch you up on since our last podcast. And I know I need to complete the Getting Uncomfortable, I guess, series, as you want to call it. But I had to make this podcast because 1 month has passed by so quick. And so much has happened. And I'm just excited. I am excited for this journey. I am excited big things popping, little things stopping, okay? So I'm gonna come right back and tell you about all the things that's been going on these past 30 days. Hey, and welcome back to Black Girl Abroad with LaQuisha. So again, it is my 30-day, 1 month anniversary here in Kuwait. And for those of you that do not know, I am living in Mabula, Kuwait. And so Mabula is about 20 to 30 minutes, maybe about 40 minutes in traffic. Once you land in the airport in Kuwait City, which is like the downtown area. And so just, you know, I had a lot of questions come in on my IG page, black_girl_abroad_, if you don't follow me on IG. And some of the questions was just asking me about, you know, how have you been maintaining? How is your love life? Where have you traveled? And so just answering a couple of those questions. One, how have I been maintaining? To be honest, I don't feel a difference. And the reason why I say that is because back home, it was me and my two dogs chilling, you know. Of course, I do a little 1-2 turn up with my friends, you know. But as far as just things being totally different, no, it's really not, in my opinion, just being honest. And everything I'm telling you all is from my opinion. I still order takeout. I still go out to eat at different restaurants. The only difference is instead of getting a cocktail, I'm getting a mocktail because there's no alcohol here. I'm still going to the mall. I'm still going out places. So socially, I don't feel like I'm missing a beat. Fashion-wise, I do miss being able to wear certain things. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes it gets to 115 degrees out here. So back home, I would wear like some short shorts or a nice little short romper or something like that. And I don't want to wear that out here. I don't want to be culturally disrespectful. So besides that, I mean, it's not just that major of an adjustment. You know, I met a lady the other day who was saying, oh my God, it's just so different. It's just too much. And when I asked her, well, what's too much? Well, my clothes. And I was just like, girl, it's nothing serious. Like, really? It's nothing crucial. What else? How else have I been maintaining? I go to the salon. I've gotten my nails done out here. Shout out to Eclipse Nail Salon in Mabula, Block 2. I don't remember the street number. But a lady from Ghana did my nails. She did the acrylic nails. Acrylic nails are not very, are not the main thing out here. You know, mostly people get gel nails or just a regular manicure with polish. So with having acrylic, it costs a little more. But the lady did a fantastic job on my nails. I do need a refill, girl, so I'll be coming to see you soon. I went and got a pedicure at Oat Salon in Kuwait City. Shout out to them. And toes still looking good, looking fresh. I had the henna eyebrow tattoo. Now that, I got that done right up the street at Shakira or Shakara. I can't pronounce the name, but it's right up the street in Mambula. It's walking distance for me. Now that I wasn't too impressed with because every day I use an oil-based product on my face. My moisturizer is argan oil or frankincense oil. So that made the henna come up a little sooner than expected because it was supposed to last 3 weeks and mine barely lasts 1 week. What else have I done cosmetically? I have not went to go get my eyelashes done yet, but that's coming. Just trying to find someone that's decent price, y'all. OMG. That I'm not used to. The prices out here for eyelash extensions and things like that is very costly. And as you all know, I live in the country with the highest currency in the world. So my American dollar don't go too far here. So you gotta watch your coins, okay? But what else? I mean, pretty much the status quo. Life at home. I mean, life here. Like, the men will be men wherever you go. That's one thing that I have been approached with. You know, and I made a joke the other day, and I said, I don't know whether I should be flattered or whether I should be offended, but, you know, men will come up to you and think that you're a prostitute. No, sir, I'm not a prostitute. And then when you say, well, why would you think that? Oh, you smiled. You know, my one friend on Facebook said she had her toes out. You know, another lady said she was chewing gum. So it's just little stuff like that, but it doesn't bother me. Like, y'all get what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make me say, oh my God, I hate it. I can't believe that man mistake me for a girl, listen, back home, okay, these men don't think you're a prostitute. They just think you're a hoe. You know, just being honest, just being real. So, you know, it's like stuff like that don't bother me because I know what I am. I know who I am. But maintaining wise, I mean, it's been really good. I will tell you this. I have been so stress-free. I have started work. My workload is a lot because I'm not going to lie to y'all. I do have a counterpart who is just not really focused on, you know, work. He's focused on other things. So that has been a little like, okay, I need to do what I need to do. And the only thing I know how to do best is take initiative and do what I got to do. But work is cool. I mean, I have ample amount of time. I'm not stressed out. I take a full, you know, nice lunch time. I mean, really and truly, I don't find anything to complain about. And I do that on purpose, you know, not to find anything to complain about because you can get very complacent with complaining. You know, that's even back home. You can get very complacent with complaining. And the thing is, you know, there's nothing really to complain about. You know, like the Snoop Dogg song says, if you're breathing, you're achieving. And that's honestly how I feel. So when I come back, we're going to talk about the other things, the love life and traveling. And just letting you know some of the hot spots here in Kuwait when you want to come visit. So I'll be right back. Welcome back. So now in this segment, I'm going to take the time to address the question about my love life. So I'm not going to get too much into it because him and I are going to do an episode for you all just to talk about long distances and stuff. But I can, for those of you that don't know, I've already been in a long distance relationship. My boo, he was already living in a different area from me. So the long distance did not feel strange when I moved to Kuwait, but it felt different. One, because of the time difference. Because, you know, back home in Houston, Texas, we're on the same time, you know, time zone. So we were able to, like, talk on the regular. We were able to, you know, video chat, all those type of good things or whatever. And now there is an 8-hour time difference between him and I. And, oh, my God. Like, you like to think in your head, okay, it's going to work because I'm just going to be up and I'm talking and he's going to be up. Nah, it don't work like that, y'all. Just being honest, it don't work like that. And so the first 2 weeks, it was like, I have not talked to you in so long. You know, like, we both were like, oh, my God, I haven't talked to you in so long. So when I finally had that break on the weekends, you know, I would try to spend most of my time talking to him and things like that. And that goes for, like, my family as well. You know, I talk to my mom every day. I talk to my grandmother every day. Only when I'm on the Wi-Fi. Now, let me clarify that. If they are listening, only when I'm on the Wi-Fi, okay? Because if you call me and I'm not on Wi-Fi, I'm not picking up. But for the most part, you know, I pretty much have maintained a healthy communication with everyone. But that time difference, though, it's a major, major wake-up call, and it helps you to understand, like, okay, it's not as easy as you think. Because when it's nighttime for me, you know, it's early morning for the other side of the world. And then when it's early morning for me, you know, you all asleep. So it's been an adjustment. I'm happy now because he's on his 2-week vacation, so we've been able to talk more and things like that. But as far as, you know, him and I, we're good. We've always been good. We have a true undescribable bond, and not just bond, but a chemistry and a connection. So, you know, we have been good. But I'm gonna save some of the juicy stuff for when him and I do our podcast together, which will be coming up, you know, shortly. And so, yeah, I know someone asked about travel. So here's the thing. Traveling here has not started yet, but I don't mind it. And let me tell you why I don't mind it. Because I have been able to explore this beautiful country that I now call my home. So I've been able to go to the Kuwait Towers. I've been able to go to different little hot spots here. Shisha, aka hookah, is everywhere, okay? I've been able to check out one of my favorite spots called Cups Cafe. So I don't mind the traveling, not being able to travel as of yet. And another reason why I have not been able to travel is because my school has my passport. So right now they are working on my civil ID and my residency. So I don't want to intrude on any of that. But best believe, Black Girl Abroad family, when I get that passport back, oh, it will be on and popping. Okay? I had to make sure I emphasize on that P. Popping. Do you hear me? I'm going to be everywhere. As a matter of fact, I already have a little weekend getaway planned for when I get that passport back. And I should be getting my passport back around October, around late October. And we have a holiday in late October. So, yes, ma'am, and yes, sirs, I will be traveling. Best believe that. I actually have my Christmas break trip lined up, so I'm excited about that too. But we're going to get ready to close out this podcast. We're going to take one more little commercial break, and when I come back, I'm just going to just wrap it all up. My 30 days here. It's my anniversary, okay? Talk to y'all in a bit. Hey y'all, and welcome back to Black Girl Abroad with your host LaQuisha. And closing out this episode, I just want to say that my first 30 days in Kuwait have been truly, truly amazing. And I am blessed every day to live this life. Being in Kuwait, I've tapped into talents I didn't even know I possess and own and have. Shout out to my Sorwar and former co-worker Chiquita for encouraging me to start up a Zumba class, which was something I was doing, honestly, to keep a control on my weight. Because, y'all, the food out here is so, oh my gosh. I can do a podcast. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do an episode just about the food, okay? And I'm going to do a vlog video just about the food, okay? But the food out here is so rich, so delicious, so good. And you can get caught up for real. And so she said, start a Zumba class. You know all the dances. And here go the music, blah, blah, blah. And when I tell y'all, it has started up a big phenomenon, not only within my residence. So within my residence, I teach 3 classes a week. Sundays, Tuesdays, and Friday mornings. But also, I've started a Zumba club at school. And the Zumba club at school, hello, is on Mondays. And they paying a sister out. Get them coins, girl. Get them coins, okay? Not only that, y'all, I've been able to utilize my life coaching skills. Again, to the people that follow me on Instagram. And again, that Instagram is black_girl_abroad_. You can kind of see that side of me, that life coaching side of me. And I just want everybody to win. So I'm always making sure I spread the positive energy. I'm always doing some type of challenge. Right now we have the 30-day gratitude challenge going on. We're currently on day 10. So it's never too late to catch up and sign up to be a part of the gratitude challenge. It's really not even signing up, y'all. It's just answering the questions or reflecting and pondering on the questions. Also, I've started a book club here. So we are now reading You're a Badass and How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Tap into Your Greatness by Jen. She's going to kill me if she ever listens to my podcast and I can't pronounce her name. But her name is Jen. It's a yellow book, y'all. Just go get it. It's amazing. It'll have you thinking about a whole bunch of stuff in life and you like, yes, girl, that is me, okay? What else? And also, let me not take away from the people I have met. The people I have met here have been so amazing, whether they are a local Kuwaiti or whether they're an expat. They have been amazing. And people from all different walks of life, from all different religions, backgrounds. And when I tell you, all of us just click, we connect. People from different parts of the world, South Africa, Canada, Jordan. Am I missing somewhere? I know I'm missing a couple. London. How can I forget about my friend, London? So the thing is, all of us just connect so well, and it goes to show you that, you know, tactics being used in the world to divide and conquer, they don't work here. Just in my experience, and like I told you at the beginning of this podcast, I can only talk from my experience, from my opinions. That's not the way things work here. We are all getting along. We're existing. We are making this thing work, and I'm loving it. So if my first 30 days are a test to how the rest of my contract time is gonna go, and you know, if I decide to do some more years here, I'm all for it. And again, I just thank God for this amazing experience, and this is something that has changed my life forever. So I am grateful. So that's all I want to say on this episode. I hope you continue to support the Black Girl Abroad movement, because it is that a movement, okay? You can follow me on IG
at black_girl_abroad_.
You can follow me on Twitter at blackgirlabroad. And I don't have a Facebook, guys. But guess what? I might be coming out with one soon. You never know. Continue to share the podcast. Thank you all for getting me so many listens. It means the world to me that you respect my opinion enough to listen to a 20-minute episode with just my voice, okay? And also, just major shout out to my family and my friends who are continuing to keep me grounded. I was about to call out some of y'all who I ain't heard from. But I ain't gonna end my podcast petty. I'm not gonna do it. I'm just gonna call you and talk about you to you. Okay? But with that being said, I hope y'all have a great day, a great week, a great month, and I will talk to you again later. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.